You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode 14, we share some grab-and-go lifestyle tips to help you live healthier.
Welcome to our show. We are Rachel Chumley and Mandy B. Anderson. We are co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching. We're both certified coaches, speakers, writers, and we've been best friends for over 20 years. Big Blue Couch Coaching is a life coaching company, and we really help people who feel worthless, they feel stressed, and just unhappy with their lives. We equip you with skills to help you conquer obstacles and discover your self-worth and really just help you live a more vibrant life. And today, we're going to actually be doing a health coaching segment, and we want to give you some tips for grab-and-go healthy lifestyle habits. And let's face it, we all need tips to get that healthier lifestyle and make it easier. And Mandy, what you have down here is failing to plan is the number one pitfall of healthy lifestyles. Is that true?
It is. A lot, you know, that's true for anything, not just healthy lifestyles. But when you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
I think somebody famous said that.
I think we've heard that. Yes. I don't know who, but it just rolled off our tongues. And I have to admit that even as a health coach, if I don't plan, then I fail in my own eating habits and in my own healthy lifestyle. So, don't lose heart. That's what I'm here to say. Don't lose heart. Even people who know this stuff, even the health coaches, we all need to adhere to these tips as well. Otherwise, we kind of fall off the wagon as well.
So what is tip number one?
Well, tip number one is to schedule one day at the beginning of your week to prep. And that means maybe you want to put together some healthy snacks with fruits and veggies. So you want to schedule one day where you wash, cut, and portion out all of your snacks. And it's going to take roughly about 30 to 60 minutes, depending on how many people you're prepping for. If you have a family, get the kids involved, get the husband involved, and it will go a lot faster.
We do this when I'm on top of my game, and we do this in my house. It always makes the week go easier if we...
Yes.
Well, and some things you have to prep ahead of time.
Right.
And so if you can do that, we do it a lot on Sunday afternoons for whatever reason.
Right.
Sunday evening before the week starts again is kind of when we do it. But my kids love to do it. And they're just getting to the age that they can start like peeling their own carrots and doing all that. They can't quite use knives yet,
no,
but they're getting there. But yeah, they love to do it. And they love to portion out stuff and help bake and all of that. And so this is a tip that is really helpful in my family is to schedule that one day a week and just really plan. Also, I also meal plan then too. So then I know
and that
what the groceries
naturally
should
with
be
it.
And stuff, right?
Yep. So, and then tip number two is to be sure that you have the necessary tools on hand when you are prepping, because you don't want to get into the prepping mode and then realize, oh no, I don't have any Ziploc baggies.
I've had that happen so many times. I hate that.
I know. And you know, I like to use those snack sized Ziploc baggies.
We use those a lot. And because with the little kids in my house, that's usually about the size that they need, but it's great for portion control,
It is, and even for adults, it's great because you don't want to have this ginormous little Ziploc bag
in your purse.
Little tiny portion size of a snack in there. You feel like you're wasting space and like you should be hungrier.
I think it's a mind trick, too, sometimes.
It is.
It makes you feel like you're eating a bigger snack because the bag is full.
Yes,
if you have
exactly.
a great big bag with a tiny little snack in it, then it's not. You feel like you're not eating as much.
Absolutely, I agree.
So you use mind tricks.
Yes. Mind tricks are involved with everything when it comes to health.
All right. Number three is some snack ideas for you to put together, whether it's in those Ziploc bags or when you're doing your when you're prepping for the week. These are some snack ideas to put together.
Yes. And that would be healthy snacks such as carrot sticks, or some people like to do baby carrots. There have been some information out there on the internet flying around whether or not baby carrots are healthy.
Right. So I don't buy them anymore, but
we try not to buy them as often. But I will admit there are some times where I know I'm not going to have the time to cut up all the carrots for a snack.
Right.
So just kind of do your research and figure out what's good for you and your family. But also you could do grape tomatoes and mix them in with some celery or some carrots or some green peppers. Your daughter is the only kid I've ever met who will eat green peppers raw.
She has loved
them
since she was like 2 years old.
Yeah.
And I was just dicing them up the other day because we were doing our meal prep and we were doing salad in a jar, which we're going to come in a little while with one of our tips for what that is. But I was cutting up green peppers for this and I had to cut off an entire chunk just for her. She was like, can I have some, Mama? And she just eats them. She doesn't eat ranch or anything like that. She just eats them
I thought that was the weirdest thing, but also really cool.
It is cool because they're actually really good. We eat them like that now all the time.
So make yourself a veggie medley and put that in your bag. You could also do grapes. Some people like to do mixed berries, depending on, you know, you don't want them to squish.
Right.
But you could also do mixed nuts or hard-boiled eggs. And those you don't have to portion out ahead of time. Right. I know you don't like hard-boiled eggs,
well,
Rachel, but...
I like them by himself. Okay. By themselves. I just don't like them mixed, the texture mixed with other things.
Yeah.
See,
I put them
in
my salad, and I like that.
I don't like them in salad, but...
But I do eat them as a snack as well. So I like to make 6 or 7 hard-boiled eggs at a time and then just keep them in the fridge and grab them as you need them.
And kids like hard-boiled eggs a lot of times too. And so it's a great one for kids to have when you're doing your weekly prep.
Mm-hmm.
Just put those hard-boiled eggs in.
And for the veggies, if you're the type of person who needs a dip to go with it, you can get those really little tiny like Tupperware cups at the store.
Yeah, those little bitty ones.
Yeah, the little tiny ones. Just portion that out ahead of time when you're prepping. And that way you can just grab the dip with.
Right, and those actually would probably still fit in those little baggies because they're
they
little.
Would. There you go.
So you've got it all in there.
I'm not a dip person, so I don't ever do that.
Yeah, I can't give up my dip yet. I'm working on it. I mean, you can do your veggies with olive oil, but I'm still like, I need some ranch, please.
That's okay. No judging. It's okay. Love you just as you are.
So tip number 4 is smoothies. I am a huge fan of smoothies. They make great snacks or for breakfast or for lunch. And I'm a big fan of Juice Plus, and I use them in my shakes as well. So I use a lot more than just the veggies or the fruit, but even just doing a veggie and fruit smoothie, throw in some yogurt, that's still a great option.
And you can add greens to pretty much any smoothie. It's not going to affect the taste too much. Kale might, but spinach usually doesn't. It just affects
spinach,
the color.
And I've added avocado, which is not...
I haven't done avocado yet.
It was a little bit strange. A little bit strange that you could taste in it.
One of my clients did, and she said
it was good
though.
I did a chocolate mix with that and blueberries, and then I added in some avocado. And so I think with the stronger taste of the chocolate and the blueberry, then it wasn't quite as obvious.
Did you need the avocado to be cold or warm? Like, was it room temperature or was it
in the fridge? It was sitting on my counter, so it was room temperature.
Huh. I'm going to have to try that. The health coach learned something new. So you can put anything in smoothies, pretty much. I mean, and you can, sometimes you can put a whole bunch of ingredients into a blender and just keep it throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Other times, if you're more of like, you know, you want the bullet size smoothie and just make it real quick and take it with you, do that as well. But really make sure that you get an on-the-go cup, like one of those cups with a lid and a straw.
Yes.
Because that's an easier way to drink your smoothies while you are on the go.
It is. I have not an on-the-go cup or my
smoothie.
You
still have to get your sippy cup, too.
I know.
Your giant water cup is what adults call them. Not your sippy cup.
The water bottle.
I'm sipping on it right now.
But I have a sippy cup. Nope. I don't have a sippy cup. I have a smoothie cup that has this huge, like, opening for where you drink the smoothie out of.
No,
that is not a travel one.
Because
it went flying across my car. And my husband got really upset about the whole thing because, you know, it was like dairy in there. Because I sometimes will add milk into my smoothies depending on what else is in there. And so, get a cup.
So now your car smells like sour milk.
Not anymore. We sold that car. But whoever has it now and is wondering what that smell is, that could be it.
Sour milk. Sorry, new car owner. So want to make sure that you have a on-the-go cup with a straw.
Absolutely. Drink it at your house.
But this is on-the-go, honey. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Grab and
on
go.
The go like
we are grabbing
this.
And going.
That's right. It's also great for kids.
Yes.
My kids love smoothies, and they always ask to drink out of mine, which I have to be careful because my little one is allergic to some things. Mm. But, yeah, they love them. Mm-hmm. And they'll tell me when they don't like them. They'll be like, oh, Mom, that one's not a good one.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm sorry. This wasn't for you anyway. But they do love them. It's great for the kiddos.
Awesome. So then we have tip number 5, which is breakfast on the go. And that can be really simple. It can be that smoothie that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like to have leftovers from the meal before for breakfast.
I think it's weird. I know you
I
do,
do too.
That,
well,
but I think
no,
it's
I
weird.
Don't do that for like meals. I will take ingredients from leftovers
and you may make
and turn
it into
something else. Mm-hmm. But I typically don't like pull out my pasta from the night before and eat that for breakfast. That is not what I do. Some people do like to do that, but you can also do something as simple as an apple, maybe with a hard-boiled egg if you want that protein as well. Because apples are really good if you want to lose some weight because it your body metabolizes it differently.
Right.
So that's a great breakfast thing just to get something in your system in the morning, but also, you know, just grab it and go.
That's you used the theme. To you used to do the I don't think it's even written on here, but you used to make the things with the tortillas. You
would apple tortillas.
Yes, with the peanut butter. And
yeah, that's not really an on-the-go type thing, but it is a good breakfast option. I mean, it's fast.
I have taken that with me in the
car. Have
you
really?
Yes, I have.
But I put too many apples in there.
I do bananas sometimes. Oh. Those are easier because they stick in there. The apples will fall out. But if you would do things that'll stick to the peanut butter.
So people listening to it are probably like, what is this thing? So you take a whole wheat or whole grain tortilla shell.
Right.
And put some peanut butter in it. And then roll up either a banana or cut up apples. I've done it with strawberries before, too, and that's really good.
I've done it with strawberries, too. That's really good. Actually, I've seen it on Pinterest when they put in granola inside of it. That would be as easy to take on
the go. No, that would be kind of messy.
It would give you a little bit of crunch. Some people need different textures. I have a hard time with breakfast food because it's all very soft textured. And so then I'm like, I need something crunchy. And so the granola added inside of there would be something that would...
So your whole texture issue brought up another idea for breakfast that you will never do. You don't like. But I will often make, on my prep day, I will make a whole bunch of quinoa.
Yeah,
I'll make two big batches of quinoa. And then I will keep it in the fridge. And then sometimes when I'm really on the ball, I will portion out a serving of quinoa into little on-the-go containers. And then in the morning, I'll just quickly cut up an apple, put it in the container with the quinoa, pour some olive oil, add some cinnamon, and that's a whole new breakfast salad.
Huh.
It's good.
I know you don't
believe me, but it is. It's really nummy.
You can see my face and be like, I'm not going to eat that, whatever you just described,
but
that quinoa salad.
But for people who are used to quinoa, who love it and want to try it, give it a go. All right. And then
our final tip.
Yes. Is salad in a jar.
Which we both had salad in a jar today for lunch.
I had a giant salad in a jar, and Rachel comes in with her little baby salad in a jar.
It was a little baby one. Well, I make them for my kids. My daughter, like the one that eats green peppers, also loves salad in a jar. So Mandy always comes with her vegetables like nice and full and colorful, and mine are all diced up into tiny, untokeable pieces.
But you don't choke.
It's
probably easier to eat.
Yeah, because they don't look as pretty. But yeah, I love salad in a jar. And if you are on Pinterest, you've probably
seen everywhere.
This. In a mason jar where you layer in your salad, start with the salad dressing, then you put in
salad dressing too, but I do it as olive oil and balsamic vinegar.
Okay. So
it still has dressing
stuff on the bottom. So whatever you're putting over your salad, that goes on the bottom. And then it's your hard vegetables, which would be like if you're putting carrots or your
tomatoes,
green peppers, those kinds of things, layer those all in, then you do your soft things, so like cheeses, or if you're putting eggs or your meats, and then you fill up the rest of it with whatever vegetable or whatever salad you're going to be using.
With the green lettuce. And it's a really easy way. You can do about, I've always done 5 to 7 at a time. So if it's at the beginning of the week.
We usually do too. Yep. Because they usually don't go much longer than a week. Then they get kind of weird towards
the end. Do you have a heat thing to seal it
in? No, we never do.
I don't either. And I've never had a problem.
It's way too much time for me to
heat
seal these things. And usually they're out of my fridge before we have to worry about that. So.
Right. Yeah. So you can put together 5 to 7 of them. It'll last 5 to 7 days. So if you want a different salad every day, or you're a creature of habit like me and you eat the same salad all the time, just put that all together and you can just quickly grab it and go in the morning, and you don't have to worry about whether or not you have a nutritious meal.
Right. It's awesome.
And you'll think better. You'll feel better. Mm-hmm. There are so many benefits to these grab and go tips. You just can't even begin to understand them all.
Yeah, absolutely. They're awesome. But healthy living also requires that you take action. And so we want to give you some action steps today. So share with us below which of these 6 tips that we shared, these grab-and-go lifestyle tips that you want to start activating this week. So make sure in the comment section that you let us know what you're going to start implementing into your life to start getting some more nutrition, some more healthy habits into your daily living and into your family. And we want to thank you so much for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch. Come and find us on Facebook if you haven't already, or find us on our website. And we just look really forward to chatting with you every single week. And we will see you next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.